Now we have our second feature. Wellbeing hubs are delivering life-saving service. Since opening earlier this year, hundreds of people have felt the benefit of rest hubs across the region. Health reporter David Hannant went to Churchman House in Norwich to see what makes them tick. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
When Norfolk and Waveney Mind was commissioned to run a wellbeing hub in Norwich's former register office, it was seen as an opportunity for the charity to become a super connector for health services. It would allow the charity to provide immediate support for people struggling with their wellbeing, where they can walk in and access the help they need. The project also aimed to act as something of a gateway to more acute mental health services and help ease strain on a system trying desperately to fight off collapse. It was a long journey towards getting the project known as Rest Hubs off the ground, but since the first opened in February, hundreds of people have felt the benefits. There are now four in total in Norwich, Aylsham, Thetford and King's Lynn, with further sites due to open soon in Great Yarmouth and North Walsham. REST stands for Recover, Eat, Support, Talk, and all four of these things can be done at the sites. The Norwich site in Bethel Street is run in partnership with The Feed, with the charity running a cafe in the building. People in need of wellbeing support are able to drop into the cafe like any other, but there's also a host of other services on offer. The hubs provide walk-in access to services such as counselling, listening and advice. This can range from simply providing a listening ear or offering help with life's various challenges. The site also has what it calls an evening sanctuary, a section where people in urgent need can be referred where they will receive one-to-one support. This is run in partnership with the crisis team at the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. The idea of this is that it can offer a space that would prevent somebody from having to go to A&E with a mental health need. This part of the site also offers police and ambulance drop-offs if the circumstances are right. Pete Boxo, the charity's chief executive, said, "We're part of a whole system that just does not work unless it's collaborative, and we like to see ourselves as a super connector. We estimate that each year our rest hubs provide a saving of around £2.5 million through what people don't have to access through other services. I think in Norwich alone, though, we probably need two or three more hubs to cope with the demand we're facing." Kate Frost, centre manager at Churchman House, said that in the 8 months it's been running, people have already seen results. And she said, "We've had around 4,000 people through the door so far, although many of them will have been the same person. We estimate more than 600 people have benefited, and these are people who might otherwise have needed an ambulance or a hospital bed. Recently, we had an ambulance drop-off where the person received the care they needed and the ambulance was back on the road with blue lights on within 45 minutes and the paramedics got fed." There is light at the end of the tunnel. One of the hub's volunteers, 26-year-old Josh, learned about the centre through Future Projects, which was helping him with his own troubles. For around 6 years, Josh went through the works, having lived on the streets and fought depression and anxiety. He has now managed to secure his own council flat and said he was inspired to get involved to show others that better times can come with support. And he said, "It's been fascinating for me to see people going through the same things I have in the past. I know there's a way to find the light at the end of the tunnel, and the reason I volunteer is to try and show others that too. It's a massive difference having something like this available to the community."